first off about your round today, and how are you playing here around this Pete Dye golf course? It can be, you know, kind of crazy.
Well, it is very challenging, and it is Pete Dye, but I know a lot about that because I interned with Pete, so I know a lot of his crazy thoughts. But yesterday I was playing okay until the last few holes, and I went 5 over in the last 4 because it was so miserably cold, and I just couldn't hold on, and it was, I just wanted to get in. Today, same thing, I kind of got off to a bit of a rough start, and then I finished well. So, you know, at least today was a little better, and something in the 50s actually felt warm compared to last night.
Tell us a little bit about interning with Pete Dye. Now, I'm sure there's an interesting story there somewhere.
Well, I did a lot of stuff overseas with his son, with Perry, and then working with him, when I did go out on my own, I took one of his shapers with me because, you know, Pete has a different way of looking at things, and I think he's actually calmed down the last few years, but not when he built this golf course.
Mm-hmm. We saw you play at Chicago Golf this summer, the U.S. Senior Women's Open. Tell us a little bit about senior women's golf right now. They've created 2 majors in the last year, and how much are you getting out to play, and how much do you still enjoy playing in events like this?
Well, I mean, I'd like to feel like I could compete, but I'm a little old for that now. I think they're about 17 years too late getting them started, but, you know, we talk about that. I know Pat Bradley tried to say that to them, and they were upset. I guess it's better late than ever. But, you know, it's hard to compete with the girls that still play on the LPGA Tour, and there's a big difference in age right now. But it's still nice. I mean, I've been like, lobbying to have forward tees for us so we can play against these youngsters.
I have to tell you, I saw a few things online over the weekend of course, your Hall of Fame, and we want to talk a little bit about that. But some years back, apparently, you knew our current president?
Yes, I did. I knew him very well in the 70s. We were pretty close, and we spent quite a bit of time together.
Mm-hmm. So, one story labeled it as you could have been the current first lady.
Well, actually, somebody said that to me. He says, oh, no, we'd already be divorced by now. So that's probably true. But, no, he's always been a gentleman, and we've actually stayed in touch until he became president. We haven't really talked since. But up until then, we talk on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the special honor getting into the Hall of Fame.
That is an honor for me. It's something that I've wanted, and, you know, I was passed over a few times, and I felt like maybe I'm never going to get it. So I was really happy to finally get that.
Mm-hmm. And on the business side, when I go see a friend of mine in Florida who lives in Palm Harbor, His father used to always insist we go play a golf course called Tarpon Woods. I understand you might be familiar with that course.
Yeah, I own that. I own Tarpon Woods, and I have it under my foundation. So we teach disabled vets and first responders how to play golf, get them in the golf business. I have most of my crew that work on the maintenance are all from some of the wars, Iraq or Afghanistan, and I teach them how to build golf clubs, and then about once a month I donate the course to the vets to have a day for them. Mm-hmm. So it's really special.
What's it like being a golf course owner?
Well, you know, when I worked with Pete and when I've, you know, been involved with a lot of private clubs, it's not the same as having a public golf course. And when I took it over, it was in really bad shape. The irrigation system didn't work, of course, and it was a sand pit. So I've spent a year and a half trying to get everything going. It's been quite a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're redesigning the golf course, right? You're doing the renovation.
I would love to redesign the golf course, but every time I know how much everything costs, even at my price, and so we're saving up for that.
Mm-hmm. And tell us, you're in the beverage business now, and I understand that you've created some great products there. Tell us about them and how to get them.
Oh, I have. I mean, my wine is done really well. I've been in the wine business quite a long time now, like 6 years, and I'm finally breaking through. I mean, it's really good product. I brought my winemaker from Australia, and he's a superstar, and so he was winemaker of the year 4 out of 5 years in Australia, so it's been great to bring him over. And it's hard to break through. It's a very tough business. And in the meantime, I actually invested in a distillery. I was really impressed with their products. It's all craft, and it's because we have artesian well there. So now we have my own line of flavored rums, tropical flavored rums. So we brought the tropic flavors from Australia. So we have passion fruit, mango, and pineapple, and they're doing really well.
Where can you get those?
Well, we actually here at French Lick has them, and then in Florida you can get them at Total Wine and at BJ's.
Mm-hmm. And over at the Tarpon Woods Golf Course?
Oh, of course. Yeah, you can get them there. When you have nearest the pins, you can get a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if any way to get them up in Chicago for our listeners?
We do have it in Chicago, but we have it at most of the country clubs. I know there's some of the clubs, but we haven't really broken into any of the restaurants or the grocery stores yet.
And so besides your golf course and your beverages, what else are you doing to keep yourself busy?
I know. I don't have time to do any of the fun things. I used to like to get to work out and practice, but I don't get to do that anymore.